All right, so welcome. And we start off this morning on the very worrying scenarios that tends to happen very frequently in the city of Port Harcourt. It is the tax force, particularly the tax force against street trading instituted by the state governor, Yinsu Wike. Now, over the years, particularly the past 2 years, right off from the lockdown till today, there has been a lot of developments, you know, regarding the actions and activities of these individuals. Remember, there was a time they were initially stopped, you know, after life was lost at Ajip. Remember that? Yes, they were going, trying to chase somebody, knock down somebody, hit another car. Then, you know, it's a question of he said, she said. But eventually, they had to go on a hiatus. Apparently, a revamping. Apparently, maybe a reconstitution of the body. Then they are back up. Great vehicles. Unfortunately, a lot of those vehicles look like they are 20 years old. Unfortunately, but those vehicles are not up to 8 years. What am I saying? 8 years? They were bought brand new. We saw them when they hit the streets with the, in quotes, tear rubber on them. Anywho, a car pusher was shot in Choba Junction yesterday during the scuffle between motorcycle riders and officials of the tax force on street trading and illegal motor parks and illegal markets. Now, eyewitness told our correspondent that security operators attached to the task force were shooting sporadically to scare away some riders who wanted to stop them from seizing their motorcycles when one of the bullets, unfortunately, hit the pusher, the cart pusher, who was standing by. Let's get to listen to that eyewitness comment, please.
When the task force came, they wanted to carry some bikes. So now those boys now intervene. Already they've carried one bike. So one of them was driving the bike along. Other bike men now stopped him. So he said, boys, let's settle this thing. The other one now turned their vehicle, came and started throwing bottles, wanted to carry the bike. So this guy now was just passing. You know, now something close to your brother. What happened? Before you know, when the task force started shooting, the police and the civil defense attached to them, more than 6 gunshots. They shot the first person. The thing could not enter the guy. They not shot this guy. So this guy was not even involved in what happened at the junction.
All right. So my question this morning is, how can tensions between tax force members and the public be doused? Because whether it's this one or the several, there are so many of these engagements that people don't get to hear. Sometimes when you see the vans, when you see the trucks with the tax force members, sometimes they number about 6 or 7 or 8 in one vehicle. At times 3 at the back, 1 in front, and then 4 or 5 of them sat in the bay, in the truck bed, you know, of that truck, right? And then they come. Sometimes the confrontations are very, very heated. So what exactly do we need to do to douse the situations between tax force members and the general public? Because let us be very honest, the tax force members are there to do a job. You cannot deny the fact that since they came on board, the streets of a lot of parts of Port Harcourt are clearer. The markets in some places are not just cleaner, but they don't tend to come on the road. Albeit, whenever the tax force members drive away, the market women come back to the status quo, if you can call it that. And then, to make this even more interesting, there have been several occasions where the tax force members were seen receiving bribes. Do we call them bribes or gifts? Whatever you want to call them. Well, they get to be given something from the market people, you know, the traders at that place. But there is a tension because sometimes when they are cost even private vehicles, it turns sour. I have seen them drive Gestapo style, corner of individuals who actually don't know exactly what crime it is that they've committed. And to be fair, a lot of the times there's not been any crime. Because there are no demarcations, there are no markings to say, oh, you can't turn here, or you can't park here. Sometimes somebody's trying to give someone a lift, or trying to get somebody off. And the person does his very best, or her very best, you know, to get off the road, and then the tax force members come drive their car, hey, and they jump down, usually, like I say, Gestapo style. But they have a function, and it's a function that really cannot be negated in this part of the country. But the people as well have a role. Sometimes the people don't obey rules and regulations. It's a fact. A lot of Rivers residents, people carry out businesses within the Port Harcourt metropolis, do not adhere to the rules and regulations. But It's a conflict resolution challenge. How can these tensions, how can we get to the point where those who are meant to enforce the law know that they're meant to enforce it and not bully people? And then those who are within the system, that would be the residents, know that these people are only doing their jobs. Nobody wants confrontations like this going forward. No one, truly. So, 0817923-0003, 0817923-0007, and 0817923-0009.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us. And then to follow up on the story, a correspondent reports that the car pusher was later escorted by some policemen to UPTH to get treatment. But when contacted, chairman of the Rivers State Tax Force on street trading and motor parks and illegal markets, Felix Wabudie, says he's yet to get details. As of yesterday, so I'm sure there'll be updates in the coming hours. The police, however, say yesterday, not yet with a statement to that particular scenario. Zion is in GRA. Zion, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Conflict resolution. And that is one issue we have in this part of the world. How to manage conflict in a given environment. Why should even the tax force carry live ammunition to do what? So which means they have been programmed to go and eliminate people.
That's putting it extreme. That's putting it extreme.
You have come to deal with a defenseless Nigerian that have no harm in them. Why don't you go canisters? In case of eventuality, you put the canisters to disperse them or to ameliorate them. Of the environment. We educated people. Sorry, I am an educated man, so I reason like an educated person. The mere fact that police and policemen have attached to them, that is to say that the people would stop them. If they misbehave, fire them. This is wrong in a developing nation. And I want to use the authorities of this organization to go back and have a proper recruitment. Education gives you a key. If they have employed graduates to handle this matter, we will not be issues like this. Even if there are going to be a tension, as though they are not to school, there is a way they will handle the matter. In several locations, I have gone to control traffic because it affected me. The way I approach this driver, they have a very nice character. But the way I approach them on that traffic particular junction or traffic area, people even come down to ask, sorry, who are you? We never see a person like you. Something is different being educated so that you go back and recruit them, put in graduates there, remove the hands from the policemen, put in canisters to answer my like this. That is my submission.
Okay, all right. So remove the arms from the policemen attached to the tax force and maybe canisters to, as you were, disperse large crowds.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please, hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you for joining us, please.
This is Michael calling from Ubo.
Good morning.
I don't think there was a tax force personnel in when you're trying to do everything, you know, everything is not violent. Now, I know the people are a little bit stubborn, but carrying arms to them is not actually the best option. At least, put maybe the Mupu Kuboku or you can escape, but we're not carrying arms. That arms, it looks like looking for someone to shoot because whatever that is, don't give the picture that you want to shoot somebody. So that arms giving to those security personnel is not it. So at least we have other places to fight.
Okay. All right, thank you. Not very clear. JJ is your roomie, bro. JJ, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. You the dude, the mommy bear.
Welcome.
No, every time we say happy. Happy rainy day.
Interesting.
Jude, according to Fela, the announcer for radio, no solution. Jude, have you asked yourself why they attach the policemen and the civil defense guys to these people? So that when these people, just like when you have a masquerade, we have a masquerade in my place, that masquerade all marched, and they will not tie rope around the masquerade waist. Somebody or two persons will be at the back. When the masquerade want to do SS, they drag the masquerade back with that rope. Right?
Okay.
These people were attached to these task force people so that when they are SSs, when they want to get out of hand, the policemen were to correct them. But Jude, what do you have today? The policemen are even more, I don't want to use the wrong word right now, they are even more radical than the boys they are supposed to correct. So at the end of the day, you see them at the slightest provocation. These boys have marched, they have battle axe, they have a lot of dangerous weapon within them.
Are you saying the boys attached to the tax force have these weapons that you just mentioned?
Yes. Yes and yes again. I said machete, axe, battle axe, and all other dangerous weapons. Their director or whoever has also confirmed this, that they use this whole stuff to destroy shanties along the way. But they also use it as a weapon to hate people at the end of the day. Dude, I'm not telling you what I have not seen. I'm not telling you yesterday. I have seen them when they had issues with some boys in Rumokoro. Dude, it was a hell for over 2 hours.
What suggestions do you have to reduce these conflicts? Because they have
they
a job. They have to do their job.
To follow them, to act as a guide to them. If not, these ones that are following them right now, it's like when the boys are smoking, they smoke 3 times to show them that they are above them. And when the slightest opportunity, bro, come and see gun, as if we're in Ukraine, fighting water. Thank you.
JJ, thank you very much. Once again, it cannot be the only solution. Once again, everywhere in the world, humans don't like to be, as it were, you know, coerced or, as it were, to be ushered or controlled. Everybody wants to have their own expression of their, in quote, liberties and freedoms. However, society works because there are rules and regulations. The question is, there are tensions. And how do these tensions get doused? There has to be a way, a formal trade, I don't know what it is, but maybe you can help us with this this morning. There has to be a way to let those who are in authority, those who are meant to enforce rules and regulations, in this case, the task force, and then the people themselves. There has to be a way to let both parties know we can communicate. We do not necessarily have to take up our fist, roll up our sleeves, and engage in fist cuffs. There has to be a way.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Jude Omamigbe. It's still a wet Friday morning, and it's time for us to get into the final bit of our first conversation. Don't forget, later on the show, there will be giveaways, food. Yes, we have meals to be given away today, courtesy of Gwen's Kitchen. That will be from 10 a.m. this morning, and then loaves of bread. So all of the fun things from 10 this morning. But for now, we get to a serious issue, an issue all on interactions, tensions between task force members and the people. How do we resolve these things? How do we get to the point where conflict resolution doesn't have to result in a stray shot or in someone getting punches? Now, the people have a role to play. There seems to be a very stiff opposition to the task force members, at least to some of them, all right? Because whenever you get to see them, it's almost the same energy that I see people give when they see some police officers. In fact, I've had some women spew out insults. Useless boys, not gonna go see better work do. However, these individuals are actually carrying out a very essential service in the state. Essential because many Rivers residents, many Rivers traders refuse to listen to the government edict that do not stray on the streets. Do not put your wares on the roads. A lot of people refuse to listen, and so there has to be enforcement. This is the same state, this is the same country where people talk about if there is no enforcement, then the rules don't make any sense. So there is a body to enforce these rules and regulations, but they seem to come against opposition. People are not happy to see them. The question is why? How can these tensions be doused? Please, when you're calling, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Also, refrain from making defamatory or derogatory comments. Do not make comments that may be seen as inciting. And above all, please do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us. Now, good morning, Jude. As long as the Nigerian state is brutal and disrespectful of its citizens, officials and agencies of government cannot be expected to act humanely. Tax force and police are products of their environment. Gift Wolu with that message. Hello, Jude. The government should retrain and re-radicalize the tax force members. Is it re-radicalized or de-radicalized? I'm not quite sure. Yeah. But anyway, most of them are cultists and worked for some politicians during elections. That's Nick from Port Harcourt. Hello, Jude. There's no difference between the government tax force and the touts on the streets, apart from wearing reflective jackets and collecting regular salaries. Emeka here in Port Harcourt. So, once again, let's go back to you this morning. The question is very, very simple. Or is it? How can tensions between the tax force members and the public be doused? There have been documented cases of some of the tax force members being extreme, being heavy-handed in the pursuit of their duties. There are also cases of the residents of traders and people across the state who have been disrespectful, who have been rude, who have also been insensitive to the other pedestrians, to the other users of the road, and then they confront the tax force members. So it's not this conversation is not a question of saying, oh, all the tax force members are bad. No, some of you listening to us right now have been genuine defaulters. So what is the best way to resolve these issues? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Once again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Please, as always, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us. Also, go on social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Let me get that page up right now. That's Facebook, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're talking about conflict resolution, particularly as it concerns the task force here in Port Harcourt, the task force on illegal trading and street trading and all of that. We have Gift on the line. Gift is calling us from Uniport. Gift, good morning to you and welcome.
Yeah, good morning, dude.
Good morning, please.
You made a very fundamental statement earlier when you said that the law is there to regulate behavior of people, whether you are task force or you are members of the public. Now, if we want to solve this problem, we can only go back to the law. Dude, you see, we are in democracy. And a lot of Nigerians understand democracy to mean that they can do whatever they like. That is not the promise of democracy.
Oh.
The promise of democracy is that you act within the law, the law will protect you. You act outside the law takes you in. Now, I want to ask, since all these issues have been happening between the people and the task force, have you seen any Nigerian, any market woman, any road user, anybody for that matter, that has been jailed on account of their violation of the law? Have you also seen any task force member that has been jailed for abusing a Nigerian? The answer is no. So, if you live in an environment in which people know that they can do things and get away with it, and nobody will go in for misbehaving.
Yes.
People will choose to do it. See, the thing about behavior is that it is a function of its consequence. Once you put your hand on a burning stove, it hurts you, you will remove your hand. And it's not likely to take your hand back to that burner,
yeah.
But if you put your hand on a burning stove and it doesn't hurt you, what will you do? You will do it again. So, simple. Law. Make the law. Enforce the law. Anybody goes against the law, no matter how high the place, no matter how lowly place a person goes in,
okay.
Because people have acted according to the law, law should protect them. It's as simple as that.
John in Ada George, good morning to you. Welcome and thank you for your patience, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen any civil office near those staff of prison? In case you don't know, they have their office in my market, inside the park. They have one office there. They have one at one big town site at very big inside a news. The day they took me to that place, I thought I had been kidnapped.
Oh, wow.
So what am I seeing in essence? When a task force apprehends a defaulter, you take that person to an office, you have people who see. Then you meet people with laptops and a computer.
Proper structure.
But this one, I don't have it. I don't have it. So if you hold me, I'll find my way. I'll make sure I do everything humanly possible to exist the arrest.
But John, but you know some yes. drivers, you know some marketers are clearly violating the law. You can't encourage them not to, as it were, succumb to the edict of the government. If you are found doing something wrong, you should go in for it.
Like what I've said, it's simple. Which offices are they taking those materials into? Let's take it to their house. Show me one office of those assholes. Show me one. They don't have. I have one of my customers in this orange. The white has his fish. One got to one of their office in the cathedral room. They have finished eating the fish in there.
They ate our products.
They ate the fish. I'm telling you, they ate the fish. So what? Well, if it's ready, will you allow them to have carried that fish at first?
Okay. All right, John, thank you very much. So John is raising the issue of structure, that the tax force don't have proper structure. There's no office, there's no, you know, proper office where people can see, hold a certain person accountable, finger point, proper identification. All of that is not available. Ida is speaking to us from Okoro. Ida, good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
I'm brother. I'm pleading with the task force, particularly set. This set are humble, but I don't know that people that have been in this state. And you please calm down now. People are suffering. Look at the economy. Everywhere is hard. Packing people things.
If the people are where the government said they shouldn't be, they need to be punished. The government says don't come to Ida's domot to go out, to come and sell your suya, and they come to your doorstep and they are selling your suya. What would you want the government to do? To remove them? Isn't that it?
We are pleading with the government of your state to please do the market and relocate all these people to those markets. And to be my governor to please open that my own market and build that market so that people can go inside and do their business. Things that are people who come out to sell. But it's not being there. I used to go out to utilize them. See, as they are doing some small business, you know, say, what you do is allow them to tell them to clean the place very well. Your task force has been is now, please be careful. And people, thank you very much.
SN, oh dear, that call did not come through. That's SN in transit. But SN, please, if you can, do return the call 0817923 0002 0817923 0003. Now, the argument that the economy is biting hard, and it truly is. We're talking about double digits on inflation right now, closing in on 17% in recent statistics. It's a global issue, yes. However, it doesn't exonerate anybody from wrongdoing, because prior to the constitution of this particular task force, it was a big problem. You couldn't go through Rumokoro sometimes, like maybe 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, without literally seeing people on the road. And that Rumokoro is a dual carriageway. Go there in the evenings. The roundabout then, when it was a roundabout, was a huge tax to drive through. And don't forget, because of all of the shenanigans going on around, you still had, in quotes, touts and agboros harassing passengers, pedestrians, and people who are kind of legitimate businesses. All of that has been cleared thanks to the effort of the tax force. So there is need for a tax force, it would seem. But how do these conflicts, because there is right now a seemingly palpable, yes, that's the proper word, it's palpable, the resentment that some traders have, some residents have, towards members of this tax force. It's very palpable. I've been in taxis where we are making our way down to a destination. The tax force members, they drive past in the trucks that already have been damaged. And then people, you know, scorn, sneer, look at them with disdain. There is a psychological dance going on, and it's not a very healthy dance. Ike is speaking to us from Rumikini. Ike, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Thank you for your program. My contribution is that even though I know you have support for government, but nevertheless, that I don't think the task force was given mandate to go and shoot people or to or to eat people's products and goods and services. Not ask to damage it. At least the best way to do it is to see that and get to a particular location and give people some a letter to come there and claim their goods to pay damages. But the shenanigans of these task force members is staggering. So they need success to be checked. Definitely, I do not also subscribe for people to flaunt government orders. So that's my opinion.
I thank you very much. So don't subscribe to people flouting the rules. But once again, the issue is conflict resolution. How can these tensions be doused? Like I said, right now, it seems as though when people see the tax force members and we don't want you. And unfortunately, they are there to carry out a job, a task, pun intended. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. And that is the female caller number. Once again, please, when you do call us, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Lloyd says, government should stop recruiting area boys, work in collaboration with the legal and security agencies, hence violators should be charged to courts. Interesting. And good morning, Jude. Samuel from Port Harcourt said the issue of these people that tag themselves as import task force is becoming a threat to the people's properties. They are doing their job, but at the same time, aggressively carrying it out. There is no discipline amongst them. Why are they like multitudes in number? Can four persons carry out the job? Why should hoodlums be carrying out the government work? I think there should be a reconstruction done on the structure of the force. All right. Thank you very much. Ooh, speaking of force, Facebook. It's a force to reckon with, right? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, and at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and Twitter. I beg your pardon. All right. Okay. Let's see this. All right, so these police officers, this is from Ngeri, yes, these police officers attached to the task force teams at all locations in River State all have unprofessionalism in their character. It is quite unfortunate. Lives have been lost because of their actions. Why would you release bullets to disperse large crowds? Uche is speaking to us. Good morning to you, Uche.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, please. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Yeah.
Welcome.
I just want to tell you, my name is Uche. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, please.
Yes. I have had a work in class, but I want to tell you my witness. I was coming back from that is the Ukraine flyover. Before you cram from Rumusi to the Ukraine flyover, people. They are trying to stop bikes. Some of them are carrying bikes. They don't carry firewood. So, the man was carrying a firewood. So, they were trying to stop the man. The man knows the penalty. But what happened is that those guys changed that man, get up and push the man down. The man leg break.
Oh dear.
His bike caught fire. That's why Jaya has 3 weeks. Those guys have to enter inside their house. Sputtering. Masses were shouting. Nobody to rescue the man. Before one man stop and carry the guy and put and say that he's taking him to hospital. Why this is happening is that my motor was under issues. I am very angry. The worst that happened to me. These guys caught me and took me to that by the side of there. Just a dog. We tell them, attack your motor and delay you on the top track with them. Even the other, as they said that he's dogger, as I hear somebody told me, look at your dogger, I'm missing. I went to the man slapped me.
He Uche. Hello, Uche. Did you say the man slapped you?
Sorry?
Did you say the man slapped you?
Yes, the man slapped me.
He slapped you. A grown man slapped you.
I'm surprised with him.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Uche. There are so many stories, and I'm very sure if we open the channel to say, let's hear some of your bad experiences, we'll probably be here for another few hours. But it's not to say that the citizens themselves have not been culpable in some of these encounters. Once again, you have a responsibility to obey the rules and regulations. And yes, the calls for retraining of these individuals, I think, is very justified. My name is Jude. Thank you, as always, for being part of the conversation. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.